In Jesus' name, it's good to be here tonight, and just have so many rich blessings, and I enjoy the blessing we have of being able to sing and the encouragement that is to us, it is to me. Just this thing of songs, they're so encouraging, so uplifting. The first reference we have in the Bible about singing, the first time singing is mentioned, it's not until Exodus chapter 15, and we may know what happened there. God had just performed this awesome miracle of saving the Israelites from the hands of the Egyptians by opening a way to the Red Sea for them to go through, and then how he drowned the Egyptians. And so then in Exodus chapter 15, in chapter 14 is when we read about that. And in 15 it says, "Then sang Moses and the children of Israel this song." That's the first time in the Bible that the word, according to what I was able to find, that the word singing or song or anything like that is recorded. "Then sang Moses and the children of Israel this song unto the Lord, and spake, saying, I will sing unto the Lord, for he hath triumphed gloriously. The horse and his rider hath he thrown into the sea. The Lord is my strength and song, and he is become my salvation. He is my God, and I will prepare him an habitation, my father's God, and I will exalt him." And so then it goes on, and we get the picture here in verse 20. Miriam was very involved in leading out here also. Moses' sister Miriam in this song. Interestingly enough, the last time in the Bible that we have singing recorded is in Revelation chapter 15. It says, "And I saw another sign in heaven, great and marvelous, seven angels having the seven last plagues. For them is filled up the wrath of God. And I saw, as it were, a sea of glass mingled with fire, and them that had gotten the victory over the beast and over his image, and over his mark, and over the number of his name, stand on the sea of glass, having the harps of God, and they sing the song of Moses, the servant of God, and the song of the Lamb, saying, Great and marvelous are thy works, Lord God Almighty. Just and true are thy ways, thou King of saints." It's interesting, in verse 3, last place in the Bible here where we have singing recorded, talks about singing, it references the first time. It talks about the song. They sing the song of Moses, the servant of God. And so I think it's referring to the first time singing is mentioned here. And what is this song of Moses, the servant of the Lord? I'm not sure exactly what all it includes, but I think we see when Moses was singing, it was a song of praise. A song of praise for what God had done for them, for deliverance. And I think that is what our song should primarily be. What our song should primarily be, songs of praise. And I know we sing different types of songs, and I think it's good to sing other types of songs. But if we look in the scripture, when singing talks about singing, I think primarily singing praise to God is what we need to is what it references. And I love this scene in Revelation 15 that we read here. I'll just read it again. "And I saw as it were a sea of glass mingled with fire, and them that had gotten the victory over the beast, and over his image, and over his mark, and over the number of his name, stand on the sea of glass, having the harps of God." And they're just singing this song. So it's them that had gotten the victory. And I think that's a scene that is currently taking place. I believe it is. And I believe it's also can also be a prophetic future scene for us. It needs to be for us, that we want to be joined to that number that are singing these praises of God. Because, and we can only do that if we have gotten the victory. And just a beautiful picture there we get. I don't know how often the Bible talks about singing between these two, the first time and the last time, but it's quite often. And we know that the Bible talks about God singing. Harold Dean brought that out. And anyone give that reference? Where does it talk about God singing? That God sings. Can anyone mention the book? Does anyone remember the book of the Bible? And it's one we don't. It's not a very.
Zephaniah.
Thank you. Zephaniah 3:17. So it's one that I still have to look in the index to find. And some of these prophets, I didn't get them learned like I should have, the order they come in. And so, Zephaniah 3:17. And just look at that. That is just an amazing verse of empowerment. I should have it memorized because it does mean a bit to me. Back in the fall of 1996, when I was a young man of 19 years old, I would have called myself a farm boy, I guess. And I, for some reason, I agreed to teach school, the upper grade class at Leesburg Amish School, Leesburg, Ohio. And I remember that as the first day of school came closer, this heavy weight kept pressing down harder on me, and I just didn't see how in the world I could do this and why I ever agreed to this. Just about 2 or 3 days before school started, we went to a wedding in Lima, Ohio. It was a Michael and Wanda Harris wedding, a friend of ours at a German Baptist church there. And I remember some of the Overholts were there, Nathan and Matthias, and one of them, I can't remember which one, I was talking with just briefly there, and I mentioned that I was going to be teaching school, and I just looked pretty hard, and he just said, Zephaniah 3:17. So I had no idea what this was, so I went home and looked it up, and there it was. The Lord thy God in the midst of thee is mighty. He is... Now I don't have that in front of me. I should have it memorized. But he will joy over thee with singing. He will rejoice over thee with singing. It's just an empowering verse. The picture you get of God rejoicing over us. I just need to look that up here. The Lord thy God in the midst of thee is mighty. He will save. He will rejoice over thee with joy. He will rest in his love. He will joy over thee with singing. Just love that picture that it gives us of God being in the middle of us, in the midst of us. He's the one who gives us the strength to do what we need to do. He's the one who empowers us. And then he will rest in his love. He will joy over thee with singing. God sings. So I find that a real encouragement, a blessing. Let's turn to, in your Christian hymnal, turn to song 567. You think of the song of Moses and the Lamb.
567. On charred and stormy banks I stand and cast a wishful eye to the hills where me land, where my possessions lie. We will rest in fair and happy land.
Let's stand for prayer. Our Father in heaven, we thank you for your many blessings to us. We thank you for your love and your mercy, your kindness to us. Thank you for bringing us together in this way, Lord. Be with us tonight as we sing praises. Pray that it could be from our hearts and be glorifying to you. Just pray, Lord, that we could all be in that band of those that are redeemed and singing the song of Moses and the Lamb by and by. Just help us, Lord, to be faithful to you. Let's pray in Jesus' name. Amen. We have the children come forward this time for children singing. And Sister Deanna, some songs for them. The children come forward.
How many of you know Some of you said yes. Okay, here we go. How many of you know your ABCs? Can you say all your ABCs? Everybody that can say your ABCs, raise your hand. Okay. Well, if you can say your ABCs, you can sing this song. Okay, here we go.
A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J.
No. We have to sing a phrase in between. Here we go.
A, B, C, D, E, F, G. Jesus died for you and me. H, I, J, K, L, M, N. Jesus died for sinful men. Amen. O, P, Q, R, S, T, U. I believe God's word is true. You read W, God has promised you. X, Y, Z, a whole eternally.
I guess it's another one you don't know. I'm not having much luck tonight. Do you know you're a Christian in sermon and shoes? Do you know a Christian? You don't know that? Yes, you've sang it at Bible school. Well, let's try it one more, and then we'll be alone, okay?
Do you know, oh Christian, you're a sermon in shoes? Do you know, oh Christian, you're a sermon in shoes? Jesus counts upon you to spread the gospel news. So walk it and talk it, a sermon in shoes.
Okay, well, we practiced pretty good tonight. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Deanna, for leading those songs. I love to hear some of those old songs, and we don't want to lose them. So we might have to have you lead the singing here a couple more times. Does someone have a selection? We'll sing about three more songs. Let's go ahead and sing 507 in the church hymnal, and I'll take two selections from you after that song. And one more after this.
Rightly being
71? 271. Was there one more over here? We'll take that one next time. 271. After this song, we'll look forward to some songs by Jedediah's family right after this song.
Glad to be here tonight and sing for you. We're going to sing probably three songs. Two of them are shorter ones, and then the middle one is a regular song. The first ones are short ones, but we're going to sing Hide Me Under the Blood, which is a Pablo Yoder song his family sings that we learned. And then the second song is Children of the Kingdom, and that's basically showing us how, you know, how we need to live our lives, that our walk, you know, our Christian walk needs to be, what we talk needs to be what we actually do to a lost world. And then the last song, the four oldest ones are going to sing, and it's I Love You, Lord. So, and we're suffering a little bit of cold and stuff, so we'll do our best. Pitch pipe, that way we can get the right key right on. But we're not quite there yet. When our kids figure all that out, and then the parents will just follow.
Take joy.
Thank you, Jed and Shari and family. Enjoyed that very much. That's one blessing of our church that I appreciate is we have quite a diversity of backgrounds we come from, and we bring a little bit of that with us. I, for one, I'm different from I came from a different background from a lot of you. My wife did too, and I think we saw that in Jed's family, and I think it's a uniqueness that I appreciate. So we can thank you for that. Would someone give out a song number? 229 in which book? The Church Hymnal 229. Jesus' Feet. Maybe after this song, what we'll do here is here we have two of the sisters, maybe Frida and Katie. No, you won't have to come up here. If you can give out, if you want to give out one of your favorite songs, a number, and maybe I'll look for someone to lead them. Frida, for your song, if maybe Jared, you care to come up here and lead. And Katie, for your song, if, let's see, maybe Matt Miller. You care to lead that? Okay. Matt Schrock, I'm sorry. Matt Schrock, yes. Could you lead that then? And so after, we'll sing this song, and after that, Jared, if you want to come forward and read the song, and then following that, Matt, Katie's. Okay, page 229 at Jesus' Feet.
Close come you. Okay, song number 590. Okay, song number 570. Matt, can you plug me?
She only touched the hem of his garment as through his side she saw. Amid the crowd that gathered around him, and straightway she was whole. Oh, touch the hem of his garment, and thou too shalt be freed. His saving power this very hour shall give life to thee. She came in fear and trembling before him. She
I'm
you, Jared and Matt, for leading those songs. Let's turn to number, we'll sing one more song. Let's turn to number 577 in the Christian hymnal. After this song, we'll have just a short chorus while the choir comes up. When the trumpet of the Lord shall sound. The challenge of this song is that we're going to be there. Everybody's going to be there. Are we going to be ready? And are we going to have done all we can for the Lord while we were here?
When the trumpet of the Lord shall sound, and time shall be no more, and the morning breaks eternal, bright and fair, when the Savior shall gather over on the other shore, and the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there.
For taking part, and after the chorus, we'll turn the rest of the time over to the ministers. Let's sing the chorus, Great is the Lord, while the choir is coming up.
Great is the Lord, and
service. I especially enjoyed listening to Jed and Shari's family singing. That was excellent. I could have listened to a lot more of that. Two songs tonight. We'll try to get through these as quickly as possible so as not to keep you too late. The first song, Jesus, Savior, Pilot Me. Seems like the older I get and the more I learn, the more I experience, the more I realize how important it is to have Jesus as my pilot. Not just as my friend, but as my pilot. And also the peace that comes with that kind of commitment. And the second song, a song about Jesus being my friend, as well as my pilot. All day long of Jesus, I am singing. Genesis was the first verse. Wait,
sing a song. We can still have a glass or a glass.
Jesus, Savior, pilot me over life's tempestuous sea. Unknown waves before me roll, hiding rock and treacherous shore. Charts and compass came from thee. Jesus, Savior, pilot me.
As a mother sees her child,
sunshine of his face. Here is my King, and oh,
praise I sing, I sing. He is my Savior, He's my King, my blessed King.